Well, we stand where we stood, that the elections must be held after all reforms have been done. And that is consistent with the SADC position. The SADC did not say, as the Herald is purportedly saying, that elections must be held now, or the elections must now be held, now that there's a new constitution. No, that's not what the SADC says. The SADC is in agreement with us that there must be the key reforms, there must be agreed reforms before elections. Constitution is one of those reforms. We are happy that Mugabe has signed the constitution, and he had no choice anyway but to sign it. The second thing is that there must be the key reforms, including the reform of the media, security sector reform. And here I want to advise that the constitution now provides for security sector reform. What needs to be done is now to implement that. And we are insisting on implementation of those provisions. Further, we need to align laws, certain laws like FOSA, AIPA, to align them with the constitution. And then lastly, we need to make sure that every person who is eligible to vote has been given opportunity to register to vote.
What will your party do in the event that the president proclaims the election dead without the reforms first?
It will never happen that Mugabe will unilaterally declare an election dead. That's not what the law provides. That's not what the SADC has agreed on. The election date must be set after consultation between the president and the prime minister. And here, the MDC is simply saying, if Mr. Mugabe and his party wants election today or tomorrow or next week, they must agree to reform. The earlier they agree to reform, the earlier we will do the elections.